Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven five-star treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there'll be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. 1-800-417-7740.
Cubs fans, starting this spring, listen to every exciting Cubs game right here on the new radio home of Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro.
There's a lot of stuff that can happen, obviously, and it's not... It's, you know, everybody's acting like it's a going away party and all this stuff, and like, you know, like a funeral or something. But no decisions have been made yet, so you know, I can't be back.
That was Bears running back Matt Forte talking to the media today about whether or not he's played his last game as a Chicago Bear. Forte's contract expires in March, but he's been vocal about wanting to return to Chicago. Bears head coach John Fox and GM Ryan Pace will address the media for the final time this season today at 3. You can hear that press conference live right here on 670 The Score. It's Black Monday around the NFL. 49ers Jim Tomsula, Browns Mike Pettine, and the Giants Tom Coughlin have all been axed in the last 24 hours. The Eagles' Chip Kelly was fired last week. He's already reached out to the 49ers about their head coaching vacancy. Meanwhile, Bears offensive coordinator Adam Gase will interview for several of those open spots. He's already got interviews lined up with the Eagles, Browns, and Dolphins, and that's just for this week. Elsewhere in the NFL, an MRI confirmed that Tom Brady has a sprained ankle. He's not expected to miss any time. And Carolina quarterback Peanut Tillman tore his ACL. He's done for the year. Derrick Rose's MRI came back clean. Rose practiced today and is day-to-day. Coach Fred Hoiberg also said today that Joakim Noah isn't quite ready to come back, though surgery has been ruled out. He's also considered day-to-day. Bulls host the Bucks tomorrow night. The Blackhawks have acquired forward Richard Panik from the Toronto Maple Leafs in exchange for forward Jeremy Morin. Hawks play in Pittsburgh tomorrow night. In college basketball, Kansas took the number one spot in this week's AP poll, with Oklahoma at number two. Maryland and Virginia come in at 3 and 4. Michigan State falls to number 5. And in college football, Ole Miss receiver Laquon Treadwell and Florida cornerback Vernon Hargraves have both declared for the NFL draft. Streaming on The Score is brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This on The Score brought to you by the Chicago Muskie Show, fishing resort show at the Sears Center.
It's football. I mean, you tell somebody to put a helmet on and run head first into another speeding object just like that. Who does that for a living, let alone for fun? It's
insanity.
Matt Bowen.
Laid out by Matt Bowen.
Seven-year NFL veteran.
It's a cruel world in the NFL.
Taking you inside the game.
We'll be in the backyard. We'll have 30-pack of Busch Light. You got to come by and check it out one of the years.
I kind of want to, actually. I might bring a bottle of wine, but...
You're not coming to the backyard with a bottle of wine. I'll tell you that right now.
Matt Bowen.
You play this game for the wrong reasons. He gets dangerous real fast.
Matt Bowen with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
Couldn't come in the backyard even if he didn't have a bottle of wine. At 204 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Our guy is here.
He is on Twitter at MattBowen41. He joins us on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline, now open in Chicago's Lakeview neighborhood. Matt Bowen, hello.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you? Very good to have you back.
Well, thank you, my friend. How are you? Everything okay?
Yeah. I was hoping for better results in the Hawkeyes and the Rose Bowl.
Oh my God. Charlie, here's what you do. Burn all your Iowa stuff right now. I'll come out. We'll drink.
I would never do that.
Oh, you got to burn it. They're just god-awful. We're going to burn it, and then we're going to get drunk.
We'll drink beer. You come out to my house and drink beer. There's no doubt about that. But I will get beat up front. Yeah, I mean...
Oh.
And
behind and to the side and over the top.
Did Hayden forget that running back? Or Hayden? My guy forget Prince. The? Yeah, did he forget the running back over there? My guy Kirk?
No, he did.
Okay. That guy pretty good.
Christian McCaffrey's a heck of a football player. He's going to be a great pro, too, when you look at how the league's set up now, what they do with the running back position. Can you imagine him in a system like New England, how they use a running back out of the backfield. I mean, just a tremendous football player. He's only 19 years old, too. He's going to get bigger and stronger.
It's exactly what I was thinking, by the way, New England. Yeah. I don't know why I'm thinking that's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, he's like an idealized Danny Woodhead.
He is.
You know, just, if you make him better at everything, it looks like that.
Is he better than Julian Edelman?
Yes.
Oh, I mean, he's going to be like Brian Westbrook was from Philadelphia. I mean, back when I played, that's a guy that you struggled every week trying to figure out how to game plan him, how to stop him. Because they could use him out of the backfield. They could motion him out of the backfield to use him in the slot. And with McCaffrey, you also had the return game, too. I mean, he's electric on the field, and they put it to my offense. There's no question about it. But still proud of that season, 12 wins for Kirk. Great year. Just didn't finish the way everyone expected. Start with the Big Ten title game, being so close in that situation, and then, you know, getting pushed around a little bit by Stanford. But, you know, credit to Stanford. They had a great game plan. They outplayed my Hawks, but still a great season.
Meanwhile, the Bears ended up similarly being sort of what we expected. You had a competent coaching staff do a competent job making sure the Bears returned.
Some people find that hard to believe because they only won one more game.
Yeah, you know, but if you watched all the games and watched how they played and saw how they were not only relevant deeper into games, but they remained somewhat relevant deeper into the season, and it wasn't the clown college that last year was. So I would say, based on what our expectations were, I would declare a quiet success, not some sort of ringing,
not rousing success, not a rousing, but a quiet success.
On balance, I'm not disappointed in this year.
No, I would say the same thing. Depending on, you know, basically what you're saying, Dan, and why I agree with that is because when you look at the roster and you look at the injuries they had this year, I mean, that offense and how well they played at times. I mean, they weren't perfect all season by any stretch, but how well they played at times, considering how unexplosive they were in offense, how unathletic they were in offense at times. That's defense as well, but especially the offensive side of the ball, and what Adam Gase did to put them in a position to at least move the football, to be competitive. What he did with Jay Cutler this year, the interceptions were down. I know he threw three interceptions. Yesterday was a preseason game. I mean, that it's tough to even grade that game, considering what was out in the field, what Jay was thrown to yet again. But the improvements Jay Cutler made in terms of his overall mechanics, his technique, his decision-making, I thought he played really good football this year. And whatever the numbers are however you want to analyze the numbers, I don't really care, because you have to look at the film and see what he was doing within that offense. They're going to break down so much. They play like a spread system for half the time just to move the football, because they didn't have guys who could play over the top of the second. There was no Kevin White this season. Edgar Royal was banged up most of the season. Alshon Jeffrey played 9 football games. And even in those 9 games, he was limited because he had muscle injuries throughout the season, didn't play in camp. So you add that all together. Yeah, there were some positives to the season. You can see the direction of this coaching staff, what they're trying to build. Now is the fun part for this team. It really is the off season. Look at the off season, how important it is to this football team to get faster, more athletic on both sides of the ball. Get guys healthy. See what Kevin White can do in your offense. You might have a situation where you're probably have to find another offensive coordinator because the way the league's trending right now, and how everyone loves offense, Adam Gase is going to get a job. If he doesn't get a job, I'd be shocked. There's a lot of openings, a lot of more guys getting fired today. There'll be more throughout the week. Adam Gase is a hot candidate because he took a team that didn't have much and found a way to coach. And what I mean by coaching is the best coaches at any level of the game, they adapt their game plan. They don't come in and they're not stubborn. This is my playbook of running. No, you can't do that. Not with the personnel they had on offense this year. Same thing with Vic Fangio, what he did defensively. That wasn't the 49ers defense. It wasn't the same schemes. They couldn't run all those schemes. They didn't have the talent. They didn't have the playmakers. So these coaches did an excellent job of preparing this team to at least compete on Sundays.
And the other thing that we always hear, and it seems to me no doubt right down to the end, buying in. That those players from the first time he came around to the training camp, just watching him, Matt, that they bought into this and they stayed bought into it, which is difficult to do when you have a terrible season.
Well, part of that is accountability. Yeah, part of it is because they're
professionally run locker room.
Right, nobody was grandfathered into situations here, and everybody knew that they could easily lose their job in a week with a bad performance.
No, and that's the best part about pro football. When you have a great system, when you have a true leader inside the building, which John Fox was this year compared to the last couple of seasons, is that you know you have to play every week. You know nothing's guaranteed. You know you're trying to build something. And if you want to stick around, you got to do what the coach asks. Okay, you got to play the technique they want. You have to produce every week. That includes special teams. And there are going to be more roster changes this offseason. Everyone knows that's coming, but the direction of a football team and wanting to come to work and wanting to compete and going out there and playing hard for 16 weeks, I mean, it sounds like coach speak, but I agree with you guys. They didn't have that last season. They didn't. The team fell apart. The wheels came off. And this season, they weren't the playoff team, but the wheels didn't come off.
No.
They continued to game plan. They continued to play good football throughout the season, at least competitive football in most of those game situations. And that's what you want when you're trying to build a football team. Have some direction. Don't have like last year where you don't know what's going to happen. You have guys that are saying stuff. You have guys that don't believe in the coaching staff. And you're starting over again. That's one positive look at it. You're not starting over now. You're not. You're trying to build something that's a positive thing.
Would you upgrade the Bears at special teams coach? Do you think that Rodgers was any kind of an issue there? Because there are going to be some names that might be familiar. And I'm not saying Fox would, but the one aspect I would think, if there was a name out there where I thought, well, maybe this could get better, because special teams was just not good.
No, it wasn't good enough. And that might be a situation where you think about making a change. But it also goes back to the roster.
Yeah, the roster wasn't very good in the bottom.
Because you're too deep. I mean, that's the core of your special teams, is you're two deep guys. And you're going to get some starters out there in kickoff coverage. That's a defensive snap. I understand that. But the core of your special teams has to be the top of your second line of your depth chart.
Yeah.
Okay, and towards the end of the season, those undrafted free agents are starting, okay, out of necessity, whether – because let's be honest, at the Bears inside linebacker position this year from the start, Shane McClellan and Christian Jones are backup football players. So they are. Okay, let's just be honest. They're backup talent. They're thrown into the starting mix because they don't have enough depth there. But when you have depth, that makes your job as a special teams coach much easier. Okay, so that's really twofold there. It's what you can do as a coach in terms of schemes and in terms of getting guys to buy into playing special teams. It's also the talent you have to work with, your backup talent that makes up that core group of special teamers. That has to improve. That's the first thing you have to see from the Bears this season. Like we talked about before, Dan, with free agency. Free agency isn't finding starters. It's finding those second-team guys that can push the starters throughout practice, be guys that are spot starters, and also, more importantly, they're your core special teams guys.
Yeah, you mentioned the linebackers, and I people sort of wonder where you start with this when you start looking around for players. I start with the linebackers, the inside linebackers particularly. I like Violent. He's just playing on one leg for too damn long. But the inside linebackers, how difficult is it if you say to yourself, you know what, I want two new starting inside linebackers?
Well, I mean, it's difficult in terms of teaching a system. I understand that. But you have the whole offseason to do that. You'd much rather have guys that are athletic, that are fast, that can get their hands in the football, that can attack downhill consistently, that can stay on the field in your sub packages. You want more athletes. I think the Bears have a couple core guys in defense. I mean, obviously, Pernell McPhee, Eddie Goldman. I think Willie Young showed some stuff this season that he can play. He can get to the quarterback still, whether a two-point stance, a three-point stance, he can get there. I mean, Tracy Porter's a number two cornerback. That's what he is. You know, Adrian Amos did some nice things this year. He didn't make plays in the football. That is a concern, given how much time he played. But he's also still a young player. You want to see that second-year jump. You know, Kyle Fuller, I mean, Kyle Fuller should still be here. I mean, he's a first-round pick. I mean, the coaches obviously believe him enough to play him throughout the entire season. You want to see him make that second-year jump. But really, there's still a lot of holes in their defense. We're going to talk about a lot of players.
No, they got to be really creative. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. I'm talking about a lot of players, but I mean, if I'm looking for, there's a lot of things trouble me.
But there's some opportunities for some creativity. When you're talking about 3-4 inside linebackers, and I'm scouting this year's draft, I'm looking very closely at really successful downhill college strong safeties. And I'm looking at their body type and wondering if this is a guy that maybe you can carry a little extra weight on. If he played at 210, could he play at 235 and be an inside guy for you? Because what they're asked to do in this defense, I don't mind a little bit of speed over size in the ratio, because I'm just tired of seeing every crossing route have a guy getting outrun by 3 yards.
Right, or having to make a tackle in the open field, and you can see that athletically you can't match up. That happened too often with the Bears this season, whether it's against a tight end, whether it's a back out of the backfield. They couldn't match up in the middle of the field. They got destroyed in the middle of the field this season.
Yeah.
And you bring up an interesting point. You talk about D.M. Buchanan, the former strong safety from Washington State, who's now basically a linebacker for the Arizona Cardinals. Mark Barron, who's a top-ten safety.
That's where I'm going.
Smith down in Tampa now. He's a linebacker for Greg Williams. That's what he is. Plus, those guys are so valuable in your sub-package. They're so valuable because you don't really have to take them off the field. And they have the skill set to run with the tight end. They have the skill set to break down in space and tackle some of the electric running backs we see in the NFL. They're so valuable in today's game. The game has shifted so much because of spread offenses, because of more wide-open offenses. You better have athletes on the field. Okay, it's not two tight ends all the time anymore. You hardly ever see that. And teams will get in and out of that as part of their game plan package, especially down the goal line, short yard situations. But if you can't match up the spread offenses right now, you're going to get beat up and pushed around the field.
So how do you solve the Alshon Jeffrey problem here? Because nobody knows what the answer is. I know the Bears like to say, well, he's going to be with a special nutritionist, and all these scientists are going to stop the soft tissue injuries. And others say, well, you can say that, but there's no proof that anything like that actually works or has worked. And there's the fact that he didn't like being a Bear all that much, and we don't know how motivated he is to do all the right things.
Well, if you pay him, he'll like being a Bear. Let's be honest. I mean, you're playing the moon if you get paid. It doesn't matter where you are. I mean, everyone likes money. So, I mean, if you reward him with a new contract, which I think they will, because you don't know what you have in Kevin White. In college tape doesn't mean anything anymore. So you have to have a number one wide receiver. I think that is Jeffrey. In terms of the soft tissue issues, that's being prepared for camp. That's being professional. That's what it is. You have to be accountable. And the big part about accountability in the NFL is being on the field. And that's why training camp is always important. Yes, the reps mean a ton, but it's being on the field, getting your body conditioned for 16 games. It means going through the period where your legs feel awful. That's part of preparing to be a professional athlete. But you have to do the stuff in the offseason to get to that point. You have to be on the field. You have to practice. Because when you practice, you're more prepared to play on Sundays and you avoid injuries. Now, bone and joint injuries, you can't prevent those. Those are freak things. Take a helmet on the side of the knee and you lose your knee. Hey, that's part of life in the NFL. But the constant muscle issues, that goes back to conditioning, the off-season training, and the in-season training. Taking care of your body in-season, which is very hard. Because you're going to lose weight. You're going to lose your overall strength. But you can still maintain some of that core strength throughout your lifting and conditioning program in season. That's all part of being a professional. So saying you go to different trainers and muscle experts, that's just fine. You do whatever you have to do. But be there on day one for training camp because you're going to get paid. So act like a number one receiver. Be there on day one of training camp and be ready to play because this offense needs Jeffrey. Okay, you can see when he plays.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, it was torture yesterday. Yeah.
You can get the ball down the field. You can make some plays. Okay, because they're not going to be competitive throwing bubble screens. They're not. That's what they had to do this year to stay in football games. But yeah, to win football
when
games.
Mark Mariani.
Go-to guy yesterday.
I know.
Yeah, you got to have a guy down the field that threatens defenses, that impacts defensive gameplay. That is Jeffrey. But he has to take the proper steps to be professional. I understand injuries happen. Okay? They happen. Some of them are unpreventable. But to miss that much time this season, that really hurt the Bears. So whatever he has to do in terms of preparing for the offseason, this is a huge offseason for him. Huge offseason for him. They have to have him ready as the number one.
Before we let you go, in about 40 minutes, Ryan Pace and John Fox are scheduled to meet the media. And for Pace, it's the first time since training camp that he has
spoken, since training.
He has spoken publicly. What should fans want to hear from the top of the organization? What would be the kind of things that would reassure you that everything is on the right path and that they got the most out of this turnaround year?
Well, I think some honesty first. I mean, if I'm listening around a pace, I want some honesty about what this season was, what they expected, how it turned out, what they're excited about, what they have to address, and being honest about what you have to address. Say we have to get stronger in the middle of our defense. Say we have to have developed playmakers in the secondary. Just be honest about the situation and give this fan base some direction. How are you going to correct that? What are you going to do in terms of scouting? That's what people want to hear. They don't want to hear the stuff we heard from Phil Emery. You know, the long narratives, that stuff it didn't lead to anything. They want to see some positive direction, and that's what you expect, especially when a general manager doesn't talk all season long. Okay, and everyone has their own preferences about how they want to run a football team. But when you don't talk to the fan base, when you finally do get up behind that microphone, have some direction in place. Be strong, be honest, talk about your football team, and don't be afraid to address the negatives. As part of running a football team. And don't be afraid to say, look, we have to get better at this position. We weren't good enough. Okay, you don't worry about people's feelings. Who cares about people's feelings? It is the business of winning. Tell us what you're going to do to make this football team better, to compete with Green Bay and Minnesota, especially Detroit, how they played at the end of the season. All those three teams are better. How are you going to get there? How are you going to beat those teams? That's what I want to hear as a fan.
So no dust in the car? No
oil spots.
Yeah,
on the highway.
No, nothing for you for that good. Some dust on a car and a long journey.
No,
okay.
You don't want to hear about that stuff. If you're a Bears fan, you should be excited to go into this process because the Senior Bowl is going to be here in 3 weeks.
Right.
Then you're going to have the combine. Then you got the 2 months of pro days, workouts, all the talk leading up to the draft. If you're a Bears fan, you should be excited because you're not starting over. You're not. You have a head coach in place. You have an excellent coaching staff. You're probably going to have to replace a major guy,
I think so, too.
You're going to have to replace it. But talk about your young players, what they did well this year, what they need to work better on. Talk about your core talent and give the fan base an idea of where you want to go with this football team. Because you have the coaches. Now you got to add the other pieces around it to make this team go. And it's going to be here before you know it. Down at the Senior Bowl, every Bears scout should be down there. Ryan Pace should be down. That's where the process starts.
You'll be down there, won't you?
Just going to say, you'll be there. We'll be talking to you down there, right?
Oh, I'll be down there. You know, I'll be down there all that. For what? It's about 4 days down there, 3 days of practices. I think it's the best event on the NFL calendar because you get to see one-on-one situations. The game means nothing. It's about what these young men do in practice, how they fare when everyone in the world's watching them and they have to do one-on-one pass rush, a one-on-one wide receivers versus defensive backs. There's nowhere to hide down there. You're in full pads. It's live go football. It is the best thing going. It's a great stage for these young players, but it's also a great stage if you're a scout or someone in the front office and personnel to see how they practice because you're going to get beat down there. It's the best seniors in the country. You're going to get beat a couple times. How do you respond to adversity? How do you respond when someone beats you over the top? Can you come back the next series, line up in his face, and jam him off the line of scrimmage to say you're not getting down the field? I mean, there's a lot of things to look at. But particularly if you're looking at this from the eyes of the Bears fans, you want to see where this team is going. Because there has to be some excitement with the coaching staff, what they put together this season. And when they fill those spots for this coaching staff, man, they're going to win a lot of football games.
All right, Matt, we appreciate the visit during the course of the year. We will be checking in with you, we know, in just a couple of weeks. And, this just moved on the wires. Iowa disbanded football.
No, get out of here. 12 days. We'll be back next year. Back next year.
Everybody, the Stanford will be waiting.
Thanks, Matt.
See you, Matt.
Matt Bowen, who has been joining us throughout the year with his commentary on the Bears and the NFL.
I think he's right, by the way, about pace. That's what you have to do. It's exactly
I said
what
from
you
the beginning, there would be dust on that highway.
Yep. Yep. Dust on the highway.
All we are is dust on the highway.
Oh, it's my guy.
The Bears press conference will
he
be
was so deep.
Carried live on the Boers and Bernstein show. It is scheduled for 3 o'clock. We have a chance to take some phone calls between now and then. It's a good time for it. 312-644-6767. Come say, hey, what do you think of the end of this Bears season and where they stand right now? And what do you want to hear from these guys? You got the score.
We've stepped in an oil patch or two. We've got to get that off our foot. We got to clean it up.
Bears lose their final game of the season to the Lions, 0-2 against Detroit. Hanley here from the Mully and Hanley Show, mornings 5 to 9. Yep, Bears lose another division game, end up at 6-10 for the season. Woe is us. And in the cellar of the division, we'll recap the loss, but we'll look into the future. Try to tell you who's going to stay, who's going to go, who's going to be part of this next year. It's all right here on Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Let me shout out some congrats and dap to the Minnesota Vikings. You just won the NFC North. You knocked Green Bay off a throne that they're supposed to sit on for as long as Aaron Rodgers is under center. And for your reward, you have to step in front of a Peterbilt that says Seahawks right across the grill. Minnesota just received the worst reward ever for winning their division. By winning Sunday night and taking the NFC North, their reward is getting to play a Seattle team that just hammered Arizona by 30. Look, I'm not saying that they shouldn't try to win the division, especially for a guy as intense and proud as Mike Zimmer. But all it really did was set you up for one of the worst playoff matchups imaginable. Enjoy your first division title in 7 years. Now try to go out, rep it, and keep it within 4 touchdowns against Seattle. I'm Jim Rome. CBS Sports
Radio. 2016 is here. What's your New Year's resolution? Still looking for an idea? Jake's Mint Chew can help you or a loved one by providing an alternative to the nasty habit of dipping tobacco. Jake's simulates your ritual of chewing tobacco without the harmful side effects. Its long cut holds the same as smokeless tobacco, but is non-nicotine and tobacco-free because it's made of USDA-certified mint. So order Jake's Mint Chew and get your year off to a healthy start. Purchase online by going to jakesmintchew.com. Jake's Mint Chew. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Sports fans, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, those with a master's degree earn 31% more than those with a bachelor's degree. Increase your earning power by completing a master's degree in 18 months or less at the Morris Graduate School of Management. For a one-stop admission event, bring your transcript on Wednesday, January 20th to Robert Morris University's Chicago campus. RSVP at robertmorris.edu/masters/RSVP. That's robertmorris.edu/masters/RSVP.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven 5-star treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the addiction rehab specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential. And if you have private insurance, there'll be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the addiction rehab specialist at 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. 1-800-417-7740.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Sundays on CBS. In the world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette. Ted Danson.
The possibilities are endless.
CSI Cyber. Sundays only CBS.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. And then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 877-207-4183. That's 877-207-4183.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Oh, Cubs, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
It's 2:30 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Big night for the Bulls last night. They beat the Raptors 115-113 on the road. Jimmy Butler scored 40 of his 42 points in the second half, breaking Michael Jordan's franchise record for points scored in a single half. Butler, though, happier about the win than the comparisons to MJ.
I'm just happy we won, to tell you the truth. I don't want to be compared to him because you see what he's done for this game. Like I said, I'm just happy we got the win, points or no points.
Derrick Rose had an MRI on his leg today that came back clean. He practiced this morning and is considered day-to-day. Coach Fred Hoiberg also said that Joakim Noah is not quite ready to return. Surgery has been ruled out for him, though. He's also considered day-to-day. Bulls host the Bucks tomorrow night. To football, where the Bears wrapped up their season yesterday with a 24-20 loss to Detroit. That means the Bears finished last in the NFC North. Fox and GM Ryan Pace will address the media for the final time this season today at 3 o'clock. You can hear that press conference live right here on 670 The Score. Bears signed 9 players to reserve futures contracts today, including Northern Illinois wide receiver Nathan Palmer. Elsewhere around the league, the 49ers' Jim Tomsula, the Browns' Mike Pettine, and the Giants' Tom Coughlin are all out as head coaches of their respective teams. Detroit's Jim Caldwell and the Colts' Chuck Pagano could also be launched in the next couple of days. To the ice, where the Blackhawks play in Pittsburgh tomorrow night. Yesterday, the team acquired Richard Panik from the Toronto Maple Leafs in exchange for forward Jeremy Morin. And in soccer, French superstar Zinedine Zidane is now the new head coach of Real Madrid. Rafa Benitez was sacked earlier today. Looking to get big taste for a little cash? Try Taco Bell's Crunchwrap Sliders. 4 big, bold flavors like new sriracha chicken or beefy cheddar, all for just $1 each, only at Taco Bell at participating locations for a limited time. Prices may vary, tax extra. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Let's give away a pair of tickets to the Chicago Muskie Expo, the first and newest fishing show of 2016 at Sears Center Arena, January 8th through 10th. For more information or to purchase additional tickets, visit MuskieExpo.com.
MuskieExpo.com.
Caller 6 to the contest line, 312-591-6700, will win that lovely prize. And we are doing our usual Bears postmortem here on Whacking Day, and no surprises as far as some of these coaching vacancies. The one exception being the fact that it looks like the Chargers are hanging on to Mike McCoy, that they're as of right now.
What was it? It's 2 years?
He appears safe.
Right? It's 2 years?
Maybe it means they're not moving to L.A. Because I would think if you're making that move and you're new building your big splash, your whole thing, then maybe you want to go in there with, you know, at least trying to lure Sean Payton or something like that. But Sean Payton's not being shy about attaching his name to everything. And somebody's got to give a second round pick to get him. That's what the market is said to be. Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that worth it? That's pretty
I think so.
Expensive.
But I think it is. You know, here's the thing, though. You better go somewhere where there's a guy who can play quarterback. Because nothing works until you get that guy. I don't care who you are.
And as we say this just now, according to KFMB, which is the CBS affiliate in San Diego, the Chargers have officially filed for relocation to L.A. So it doesn't mean it's definitely happening, but they have put in their official application to relocate after 55 years in San Diego.
You know, I thought it was interesting because Brian Kelly, I don't much care for him, but talking about, because he's playing Urban Meyer, who is expected to get pro teams talking to him, I think in the past has visited briefly with pro teams, talking about taking the pro job. And he goes, you know, I used to think that. I don't think that anymore. Because it's just not worth it. Because you have no, you know, if you don't do something within 2 years, you're fired and then you're out. You've got nothing. And then you'd go to a college and you'd start over. And you really do start over. He said, why would I want to give up the job security and the fact that what I've built stays here for a while? And it's right. I mean, I know what it has to be done. And I'm in control of everything. Everything is mine. It's my big whole world. And in the NFL, we know it's not that way. You may think it's just not.
The only downside, if you're Chip Kelly,
the
downside is you got to give the speech to the Rotary Club. You've got a glad hand. You've got to make all of the big cigar smokers feel good and feel involved and play the political game. And you do not have to do that as an NFL head coach.
Well, when he said he's not interested in being a college coach again, and I guess I understand that, but I don't agree with Brian Kelly very much, but I think about this when I do.
I get it from Brian, because Brian Kelly, say what you want about him, he's a pretty polished guy who,
who
understands the political side of it. Chip Kelly's just not wired that way.
No.
He's not interested in that. He's more of an X's and O's savant who just wants to be a football guy. So that aspect of the NFL fits him perfectly, but he tried to marry the absolute control with him being able to talk to who he wanted when he wanted, and that doesn't work.
No.
Not when you're dealing with grown men who make more money than you do. And I
think, Brian Kelly, as I recall, did take that Eagle interview, did he not? A couple years ago when the job was over 3 years ago. Brian Kelly did go there and take that interview. Like in the middle of a bowling preparation or something, he went to Philly, I think. Whatever it was, or something. But I don't know if he's done any others. But look, when you want to do that, and I guess it probably doesn't do any harm, because generally when you get fired, a general manager is gone too, is kind of how it works in a lot of places. But I understand the idea that you make a lot of money. You make a damn lot of money coaching college football. And I'm with you. I don't want the glad-handing. I don't want to talk to the alumni club. I don't want to talk to the cigar smokers. I don't want to speak to a bunch of red-faced idiots. I really don't.
But you have to.
But in terms of you as a football guy, if you're a football mind.
What do you think we're doing
mind,
right now, by the way? I mean,
if you're a football guy. Yeah. Then everything's right there in front of you. It is your complete toy.
There's this thought from Marlon Brando's Helper Monkey. And by the way, we do have an opportunity to take phone calls, because once we get to 3 o'clock, we're going to be busy for a while, and then we're going to have some guests later. So it's a good time to jump in if you've got a thought you want to express via the phones at 312-644-6767. But he says, you're Jim Tomsula. You're about to be paid $10 million to do nothing for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So given his apparently modest lifestyle, and the fact that his largest entertainment expense is gas money,
Bob,
driving around and looking for lights, how long can he make that last? 20 years? 30 years? So regardless, let's get a camera crew to follow Tomsula for a year as he finds himself free on Jed York's dime. Yeah, what is he going to do? He's not, there's no like freelance D-line coaching he can do. I don't think he's interested in going and externing for some team like Thibodeau would do and absorbing information elsewhere. I mean, I picture
him. I think his information is fine. His football team was bad. And it wasn't. Look, he wasn't a very good coach. I mean,
he might just be like sitting on a Barca lounger eating liverwurst for the next 3 years. Right?
I got a big bucket of water and you know, I want the heat high, but, you know, right before it's going to be boom.
He could go to his big Italian dinner where they break dishes, right? And he's not even Italian.
I suppose he could. That's a handsome sum, and you don't really have to. I mean,
he can't be a broadcaster.
Once I've been the boss, no, oh God, no.
I mean, he could be. It would be awesome, but he won't be. I say
that listening to some of these guys during the course of these last couple, who are just god awful. I say that even at that.
You know, we made fun of the idea that this guy yesterday, Joe Davis, is that his name?
Joe Davis
was a rising star. Let me tell you something. He's a rising star. He's really good. I mean, just as far as the nuts and bolts and sound, he was really good. And Brady Quinn could have been worse. At least he's got his high energy level. And
he does have, he does have that.
But that kid, that's your next. That is a Joe Buck, Jim Nance level guy there.
I'm not sure Jim Nance is a Jim Nance level guy anymore.
I'm just saying, that Joe Davis.
He stumbled into an alley.
Get used to him.
Yeah. Because Cutler's trying to throw up some high balls.
The giraffe showed up yesterday.
That's what Tom Shula's going to do.
There he was. The giraffe came in, so the high balls are on me. First thing I thought when I heard it. But this is a guy who's going to be doing the games that Vin Scully is not going to be doing. And so he's going to have his regular gig there doing Dodger stuff. But when you hear the way he approaches, you hear his sound, I think that is major network national level sound. And I don't know anything about the guy. I'm just critiquing him from
what
I heard.
Why don't we find him?
And he's a child, right? Isn't he?
He's 12 years old.
He's like 30 or something, isn't he?
We'll find him. We'll find him.
He's really solid.
We'll talk to him. You can tell him he's really solid. Coming for you, that'll mean a lot to him. He'll go, Dan, what?
And for those saying that we need to find Jim Tomsula and have him on, a lot of people.
Well, he won't.
I'd love to.
Yeah.
That is a standing
We'll put him
offer.
By Maddie's list. Jim Tomsula, Joe Davis.
And maybe at the Super Bowl, he'll be wandering around.
The problem is that's true. Generally, the home coach is wandering around. Unfortunately, he's not the home coach anymore.
Maybe he doesn't know. Maybe he'll still be wandering.
Maybe he thinks he's still the Niners coach.
If he's there, you better believe.
Him.
Oh, Tanny will just come up from behind him and lasso him and drag him.
We'll
over.
Get him.
Chloroform the guy. And how would you know the difference when you put him on the air? Right?
Sadly, you wouldn't.
We're Boers and Bernstein. You have the score.
What an offseason for the Cubs. By adding Hayward, Leckie, and Zobrist to this already talented team, the Cubs are announcing to the world that the time is now. And as the new home of Cubs baseball, we're your source for hot stove Cubs talk, breaking Cubs news, and starting in spring, every single Cubs game will be heard right here only on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
The All-Canada Show.
Come to the All-Canada Show and get connected with Canada's best fishing and hunting destinations. Register to win a fantastic Canadian fishing trip. Enjoy great seminar speakers. Try our new hockey challenge game. And have shore lunch with an ice-cold Labatt Blue. Seniors get a discount, kids get in free, and everyone gets a free daredevil lure on opening night. January 14th through the 17th at the Pheasant Run Mega Center, St. Charles. Free parking. Details at allcanada.com.
The All-Canada Show.
You realize maybe you cared a little too much. You gave more than you received, and now you're paying interest on top of interest that comes with credit card debt. And you can't return the gifts you gave to others. But what you can do is you can take care of resolution number one for 2016, and that is to handle your holiday bills. And you can do this with an unsecured loan through Avant. Avant makes borrowing simple, convenient, and most of all, quick. It's one loan, it's one monthly payment, and zero hassle. You simply go to avantoffer.com and you check your rate. Checking your rate is risk-free with no effect on your FICO score, and these funds could be in your account as soon as tomorrow. Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after you make your first payment on time. So start your year off right. Go to avantoffer.com and enter promo code SCORE. You got to use the code. It's AVANTOffer.com, promo code SCORE. AvantOffer.com, promo code SCORE. Loans made by WebBank. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven five-star treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there'll be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. 1-800-417-7740.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Do you need vision insurance because you're retired or your employer doesn't offer vision insurance? VSP Direct provides affordable individual vision plans direct to you. You'll see great savings and experience the lowest out-of-pocket cost in vision care. VSP Direct covers an eye exam, glasses, contacts, and more. Call 855-401-1432 to start your path to better vision. That's 855-401-1432. This coverage has exclusions and limitations. Call VSP Direct for details. This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
More happened. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
What I would like to say to everybody is I'm not going to make this about Jim and Jim's job status here today, okay? All right? And I got a group of guys here, players that just want a football game. And when you go through tough seasons, which we all do or have if you've coached in this thing, what happens is you start getting one-offs and spin-offs and the season pulls at you. And what we see all the time in the media is the breaks in the dam. Okay? There are no breaks in that dam, whether it be players or coaches. And there's a lot of good people in San Francisco 49ers.
Now there's one less.
Failed to answer.
Sadly, the dam might be fine, but the damn coach just got fired.
And you, sir, are the damn coach.
Yeah, well.
Oh, he'll be fine. He'll drive around and find lights.
You know, yeah. Pour a little out of the 40 for Jim Tomsula.
Yeah, he's our, you know what?
Dead homie.
We don't care. He's still our guy. We don't care if he got fired.
Tomsula forever.
It means nothing to me.
Yep. I would never want him coaching my team, but that's kind of the point that I don't have to care that the 49ers are any good, and believe me, I don't. But it's just I
don't either. I have no investment in them.
I like football better when he's got a microphone in front of him. I just do. Yeah, you're talking about, you said you think the NFL's a passing league.
Yes.
Well, check this. New York Times. Every year the NFL becomes more passer friendly, both in quantity and quality. That trend held true this season, with 2015 going down as the greatest passing season in league history. First, a look at quantity. NFL teams averaged 35.7 pass attempts per game. That's the most in league history, breaking the record of 35.4 set in 2013. Teams used those attempts to also set per-game records for completions, 22.5, and passing yards, 243.8. Passing touchdowns per game were also a new NFL high. The record had been 1.63 a game, set remarkably in 1948. The league's been inching toward that mark. Teams averaged 1.57 and 1.58 per game in 2013 and 2014 before surpassing it with 1.64 passing touchdowns per game in 2015. For the first time in NFL history, 12 quarterbacks threw for 4,000 yards. In addition, 11 quarterbacks threw at least 30 touchdown passes. That breaks the record of 9 set last season. Before 2014, no NFL season had more than 5 quarterbacks with at least 30 touchdown throws. And this can be seen looking at the individual leaders and other metrics, too. Adrian Peterson rushed for a league-high 1,485 yards, the second lowest mark by a league leader in the last 25 years, ahead of only the 2007 rushing champion LaDainian Tomlinson's 1,474. Overall, only 7 men rushed for at least 1,000 yards. That's the fewest in any NFL season since 1991. Also 7.
Yeah.
Wide receivers Antonio Brown and Julio Jones each caught 136 passes, which ties them for second most receptions in a single season behind Marvin Harrison's 143 in 2002. They doubled the league's number of 1,800-yard receivers to 4 from 2.
Brown was a 2-year record, though, he was a 2-year record all time, Brown. The 136 this year and whatever the hell it was last year. The most ever in a 2. That guy's unbelievable.
Passers threw interceptions on only 2.4% of all passes this season, the lowest in league history. So let's take all the Jay Cutler resurrection stuff and look at this as I see my own editorialization there, that this is, it may be part of a larger league trend. It's the team's average 7.3 yards per attempt. The average was higher in 5 seasons from 57 to 65. The 7.3 average is the highest in any season of the Super Bowl era. The NFL set a record for completion percentage last year at 62.6. This season, it's up to 63. For the 6th consecutive season, the NFL set a passer rating record, 88.4. For reference, in 1978, Roger Staubach led the league with an 84.9 passer rating. In terms of quantity and quality, the 2015 season was the best passing season in history, and that presumably, given the vast number of rules changes that favor the passing game, precisely how the NFL wanted it to be.
Yeah.
Wow.
No doubt about it.
Wow.
Antonio Brown, that is one of the damnedest things I've ever seen, that guy. I don't know how he does it. He's not very big.
And what's amazing is that it's still so hard to find quality quarterbacks. That's the irony here, is that you've got a league where there's the record just across the board, and then you looked at some of the guys starting games by the end of the season that you'd never heard of before. It's incredible.
All I know is that if I'm coaching, we're throwing, and we're throwing a lot. And you know what I'll do with a run game? I want it good enough so if I need it sometime, if I want to, I can't completely ignore it, but I want that high-powered thing going on. I want that thing all over the place. I mean, that's me. That's how you win. And how many calls go against you? Not even count the completions in the yards. How many of those calls go against you? An interference call, a holding call, a face mask, whatever it is out there. There's all kinds of stuff, and none of it is bad for the offense. Very rarely. How often did you see offensive interference? Well, they go down pushing each other, trading steam, doing the same thing.
Gronkowski had a couple, but only because he was being scrutinized.
Because he's so obvious. Yeah. But, I mean, I'd be throwing. I mean, I would never stop throwing. I don't have any problem with it.
Yeah, they used to say, really conservative coaches used to say, 3 things can happen when you throw the ball and 2 of them are bad. And now that's just really not true because it's so easy to get an illegal contact call. Get somebody
all the time, even if you don't, and a guy doesn't turn around.
Just doesn't turn his head.
Doesn't turn his head, you're in trouble. If you're a receiver and you're looking at your guys coming at you and you don't turn your head, the ball is anywhere, I stop. Run right into me, dude. Here I am. I mean, I just think, and there's so many guys who are so clever, and there's so many clever offenses, and the way a lot of things are used, why wouldn't I? I mean, I got to have somebody who can do that. I got to join that club somehow. I got to get in that club. At least let me in the back. Let me in somewhere so I can get in this thing. But I there's no question about it. I mean, it is. When you watch it now, that's why they take 3.5 hours to play a game. So, yeah, well, they got to check everything because they're never right about anything. Well, we'll check that. We'll check that. We'll check that. We'll check that. Oh, okay, fine. But, I mean, you look at guys that even the teams are bad. Threw for a ton of yards. I mean, even guys that are bad.
But part of that's skewed by what happens in actual games.
It is, but the fact is they're...
You get down early, they give you the middle of the field, teams fall into a cover three shell, or a cover two shell, and then you've got...
So I mean, you still throw for a lot of yards.
And comebacks all day, and your quarterback's got 300 yards passing.
Yeah, that's what they do. I think Phil Rivers had a lot of those days. I mean, I was thinking of Hayden Freiberg because I was arguing, and now I'm right. I was arguing with a buddy of mine who's an Iowa guy, and he was saying that, you know, Hayden Fry would have never let this happen. I said, he wouldn't have? He said, no, he never played that. Hayden Fry's bowl record was 7-9. Well, he would have let that happen.
Maybe it didn't happen quite like that, was his point.
Well, he probably knows better than I do, yeah. Because Hayden and I did not get along.
We are expecting to hear live from Bears general manager Ryan Pace.
We believe he's alive.
We think he exists.
Yeah.
And head coach John Fox. They have a 3 o'clock press conference scheduled, and we will carry it for you. So keep it here. You got the score.
Sports Radio 670, The Score is your official home for every NFL playoff game through Super Bowl 50. A production of Westwood One.
Credit card debt is evil. The never-ending monthly payments drain your checking account every month. Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. If you're a homeowner with credit cards, I have the perfect loan for you. It's called a cash-out refinance. We lower your mortgage payment and get you the cash you need. Stop making those greedy credit card companies rich. Call me today for a cash-out refinance. 773-770-4727. That's 773-770-4727 or thehomeloanexpert.com. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven 5-star treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there'll be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. 1-800-417-7740.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage?
Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
This week in 1987, Aretha Franklin became the first woman inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This week in 1997, Sonny Bono was killed in a skiing accident at age 62. This week in 2004, Britney Spears had her surprise marriage annulled less than 55 hours after tying the knot in Vegas. And singer Lou Rawls died of lung cancer at age 72 this week in 2006.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Cub fans, starting this spring, listen to every exciting Cubs game right here on the new radio home of Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Bears head coach John Fox and GM Ryan Pace will meet